Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
Everything is good, brother. What's going on with you, man?
Everything is beautiful up here.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty excited about today's show. Let me officially welcome everybody. Today, happy Sunday, man. You know, it still feels a little different, man, doing show on a Sunday. But it's definitely a beautiful day here in Atlanta. A lot of stuff going on, man. We'll talk about all that stuff. But I just want to welcome everybody and excited to have everyone here. I want to do something real quick. I want to make sure that everybody knows and understands exactly how to participate on the show for the new listeners and the ones that's rocking with us. Just a quick reminder. So, Tom, go ahead and help everybody else learn and give them some instructions on how they can share the show and chime in from the show on the different platforms.
Definitely. You can share the show, you know, pass the number on 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. If you're online, you can go to GEI Radio, click the link, and you can chat with us online and listen. Or you can go to Necessary Convo, click the link, chat with us online and listen. Once you called in, if you have a question or you want to answer something or you want to talk to Gigi or you want to talk to myself, just press 1. We'll get you on. And that's about it, G.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, guys. So you definitely now tuned in to the greatest, if you will. So our goal is to have our rock out for about an hour. We have yet to do that. But the reason why I'm reminding you guys, because at some point of the show, if you have called in after a certain time, then you won't be able to chime in. You'll only be able to listen. So, but those of you that are on now, you have that opportunity. I would chime in. If you have any type of question, comment, doesn't even have to be about the subject matter and the topic. Whatever you got, whatever's on your mind, however you feel. Hey, so just real quick, man, some current news. The CDC has officially released that if you have had your COVID-19 vaccination or vaccination series, then you have the quote-unquote permission to take off your mask and to no longer social distance. Right now, obviously, each city, state has certain mandates. You know, you can't tell a person if that is their establishment that you're just going to walk your ass up in there with no mask and just do what you want to do. They still going to take the law in their own hands. So be smart, guys. Right? Be smart. Mind your business. I got to say this stuff. Listen, if I don't tell you all, nobody else is going to tell you. Mind your business. There are people out here that's been vaccinated. There's people out here that have not been vaccinated. That is their choice. There's probably nothing you, especially being a stranger, nothing you can say that'll make them think differently or act differently. So you do what you feel is best for yourself and your family and your loved ones, and everybody else is going to do the same, whatever that choice is. Right, so we still got to be realistic about this thing, man. You still have an option, right? You still have an option to take the vaccine. It's still voluntary. Like there's different methods out there. There's different platforms out there. There's different incentives. I don't know if you knew this or not, Tom, but some people are being paid to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
Some people are receiving an honorarium, a stipend, whatever you want to call it, to take the vaccination, okay? So, hey, if that's how you want to get it in, then, hey, do what you feel like you need to do. But, again, that's your choice, you know, and your choice for you. So, you know, that's important to say, man, because You you just gonna go out in public and say what, man?
I'm a pass. I'm a pass on that shot.
You're going to pass on the vaccination. Okay, well, you know,
yeah.
There's a lot of folks that's going to do it. There's a lot of folks that's not going to do it. And really, for whatever reason, you don't have to tell me why, because that's none of my business. I'm not trying to convince anybody to take the shot or not take the shot. But what I am what I am admonishing people to do is to do what you feel like you need to do and mind your damn business. I think that's the best advice that can be given at this particular time, right? And that's that. Also we got some stuff going on, man. You know, here in Atlanta, man, we have a lot of activity going on, right? So we have to make sure that people are being very wise and safe, man, in your vehicles, when you are communicating with law enforcement and just doing different things. And I'm not going to talk about any stories because there's enough stories around America, so I'm not going to pinpoint anywhere. But you know, we're still dealing with, you know, law enforcement and people of color, but still having those interaction issues, man. And, you know, I've seen some things on the news and through social media that's just, it's just not right, man. It's just not right.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I'm not really sure where a lot of the root is in these particular situations. I don't know if it's just strictly racial profiling. I don't know if people of color are starting to, you know, be a little bit more outspoken. That'll be a whole different show, man. But at some point, we have to talk about, you know, racism. We have to talk about colorism, sexism, a lot of different things, man, that happens. In our world, man, especially here in the U.S. But, man, I just want to tell everybody, man, be careful, man. Just be careful in everything you're doing, how you conduct yourself, how you interact with folks, you know.
I mean, you just never,
too much going
you
on,
never,
man.
You never know what type of person you're going to run into. You know what I mean? You never know when you get pulled over what type of – because I'm going to keep it honest with you. It ain't even just, you know – white cops, honestly. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just police, period. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
There's some black cops out there that go overboard, you know what I'm saying, with that power. So, you just got to stay calm, be cool, you know what I mean, and make it home to your husband or make it home to your wife.
Yeah. Get to your family safely, man, and just make good decisions, man. Make better decisions and not emotional decisions, because there's a lot of pressure out there on all sides, man. All sides. Law enforcement, people of color, you know, people of transparency. There you go. people of no color, right? Nah, but seriously, you know, white folks, man, listen, also, before we get into things, so the NBA has a large campaign right now against Asian hate, Asian American hate. The NBA, that's what they're pushing now, y'all. Listen, we had our show just a few months ago where we were talking about the NBA is pushing, you know, against law enforcement and violence towards people of color. Within that, I guess, the campaign, the current campaign is, you know, erase Asian hate. And this is necessary combo, guys. So we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. It's unscripted, right? It's uncensored. So we can get down. So I'm hoping you guys are feeling me with this, because I'm about to get down. Right? So let's talk about the Asian situation real quick. Now historically, for me, for a lot of those that I know in our experience, when we think about Asians, we automatically go to the beauty supply store, Chinese food store, you know, hibachi, the whole situation, right? But just leave it at the level of, I'm sorry, nail salon, right? Gotta put that out there, right? Nail salon, beauty supply store, historically, Asian Americans and African Americans have had an underlying beef, right? I mean, come on, Hurry Up and Buy, right? That was a movie, but it was based on some true shit that goes on, right? Hurry Up and Buy,
yeah.
Get out of my store, you know, all that kind of stuff. I mean, not too long ago, there was some footage of Asian men disrespecting black women that was in their stores. Like, this wasn't just one incident, but that was short-lived. Like, the footage was out there, and then all of a sudden, I didn't see the footage anymore. But I do remember a few cases where, you know, some sisters was getting handled disrespectfully by some Asian folks in the beauty salon or the beauty store. You know what I mean? And it was pretty serious. And obviously, that's not the only thing that's going on. All right, so let's not be that way. But I just think that it's really interesting that this campaign has gone so national, just off of, you know, some situations. We talked about that already. We talked about right here in Atlanta, there was a mass shooting in a beauty salon where a white guy from Ackworth, Atlanta, I mean Ackworth, Georgia, came up in there and he got the capping, man. He was dumping. He got in there and started dumping on the Asian folks. And I think it was like 7 deaths, you know, 14 injured, 7 deaths. But, you know, just that incident alone, I think, raised enough awareness for other people to get involved to the higher change to where they came out with the executive. You know, we had the executive situation with Biden, and, you know, which gave them a grant. And since then, that's kind of jumped off things. But as you can see, the NBA did get involved, and that's what they have.
Ain't it funny?
Against Asian hate.
Ain't it funny? And again, you know, hate against anybody is wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not agreeing with, you know, hating against anybody. But it's funny to me that one incident, right, one incident in the Asian community, and they got an executive order within like 2-3 months. But we, you know, black Americans, whatever you want to say, been going through this for 500 years, and we still can't get a bill passed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It really don't even matter who's in office. You know what I mean? Like, whether it was Barack, whether it was Trump, whether it's this dude that's in there now.
Clinton's, Bush's, anybody.
Anybody. You know, we can't get a bill passed. Like, while they're in office, young kids, women, men are getting shot down on camera. You're watching this. You know what I'm saying? And we still can't get nothing passed, no reform, no nothing passed. I mean, they talk about it, you know, when it's time when they want our vote. But as soon as they get in office, everything is prolonged. You know what I mean? So it's just funny to me. I mean, I'm happy for the Asian community. I mean, they, you know, they pass laws for them. But it's like, it's just crazy. It's like, as black people, like, we need to really look at that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really, to get the bottom of the barrel, like, we way underneath there. You know what I'm saying? One incident, and they signed an executive order. But every other month, a kid, a woman, you know, a black man, whether they sleeping, walking, playing with toys, getting shot on camera, we still can't get nothing. It's just crazy to me. So I'm like, you know what my stance is with the government is like, fuck them. That's just what my stance is. I'm like, I don't trust none of them. I just don't care anymore about it. Like, that whole process is just BS to me, man. Like, after hearing that with the Asian community and the transgender community, which is understandable. Like, if people getting hate on, they should, you know, you should put laws in place so they can be safe. But, dog, we've been going through this for 500 years. Like, where our law at? You know what I mean? Like, what more has to happen in the black community or to black people that we get some type of policy or protection or anything. Because I'm going to tell you, this is going to happen. It ain't going to be too long before we start shooting back, and then it's going to be a whole nother issue.
Oh, man. Hey, revolution will be televised. Hey, man, listen, that's some real stuff. You know, I think we'll have to set aside some time to really dig in to you know, this whole thing. This whole thing, when we talk about economics, when we talk about socialism, when we talk about everything that's going on, man. Got to throw in some capitalism in there as well and just tie everything together. But before we dig into our show, because we got some really juicy stuff, so we'll get into the juicy stuff where everybody will chime in, say whatever you feel like you need to say. But, you know, these are important topics. These are necessary combos that you have to have with somebody. You know, people say, hey, I don't like to talk about politics. Well, politics is now a part of your everyday life, and you can't avoid it. Right? You cannot not deal with politics anymore. It used to be, well, only when it's time to vote, and maybe I'll vote, maybe I won't, maybe I won't, that type of thing. And some stuff happened on the East Coast. Some stuff's going on the West Coast, you know, but it doesn't happen over here. I just mind my business in my house, take care of my family. Politics is all up into your household nowadays. You can't avoid it. They all up in your household like Breonna Taylor in this motherfucker. I mean, let's be honest. It is literally that serious. And we have to deal with it. You know, we can't ignore it anymore. We can't pretend. We can't ignore it. We can't just, you know, pick it up when we want to. It's just that real. And so, you know, we'll lay off for now. But we're going to be talking again. We're going to be talking again about it, right? You know, we're going to be quiet, but we're going to be talking again. All right? So listen, guys, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Combo, myself, GG, a.k.a. GG After Dark, and Tone, G.E.I. Tone, man. We're on the mic right now. So let's talk about what we're going to do today, man. Because there's so much that has happened that let's address it. So much that happened last week, social media, reality TV, just all over the place. We're going to deal with it a little bit because we know that we have some listeners and followers that have been talking about it all damn week. And then we can get rid of it after that.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, that's where my first topic came from. I just was... you know, sometimes some things you can't escape on social media. Like, you could try to scroll past it or not pay attention to it, but it's just, you know, they posted and they're talking about it so much you just see it. So I shout it to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's talk about that, you know, get the listeners, you know, responses to it, see what they think. And it was, could you remain friends with the friend who dates or marries your ex?
Damn. Can you, you said, can you remain friends with someone who's dated or married your ex?
Yeah, could you remain friends with a friend? I'm sorry, could you remain friends with a friend who dates or marries your ex?
Okay. So, you know, I automatically got to jump in and say, you know, ex what? Talking about an ex-lover, or we talking about a
I mean, I guess your ex, whatever it is, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-wife, okay. Or is your ex, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody that you've been with, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And they married them. So in order to marry them, you know, they got to start dating them, right? In order to start dating them, they got to start getting to know. So all of that, you know, comes into play on how they think that that's okay. Right, or is there a code? That's a good ass question, man. That's almost like, you know, do you have a code of who's on limits? You know, we can assume that somebody wouldn't, you know, date somebody that you dealt with just because, you know, there's some boundaries. Besides that, there's millions of other people who they can connect with besides your damn ex. right? So, shit. that's a tough one, man. Let me go ahead and deal with it because I've had this happen before. Now, this happened in high school, man. Now, I know y'all don't want to talk about, you know, high school and that don't count and shit like that, but hold on a damn minute, because that's early on, right? That's early on. So, you know, I had a homie. Matter of fact, I had two homies, man. I had two good homies. I considered them like brothers in high school, right? And so, you know, in high school, I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I did my thing, right? But, hey, I did my thing, meaning, you know, I talked to a lot of girls in high school. Now, I ain't had sex with all of them since everybody, that's the first thing you think about. But I'll talk to them. I'll date them. You know what I'm saying? Meet me at the lockers in between classes and, you know, after school, chop it up, see you on the weekend, maybe. You know, just high school stuff, man. I ain't had no car. You know what I'm saying? I had my own apartment and stuff like that. You know, so just high school. On some high school stuff, I've had some of my close homies, man, after I stopped talking to a chick, right? It's kind of like, you know, when somebody is digging the person that you're talking to, they'll say certain things, right? It's like you always know when your friends likes your girlfriend, right? Or your friends likes your boyfriend, because they don't mind saying that, you know, that they're cute. They don't mind saying it. And for me, these are hints. These are hints, man. Like, hey, Rob, man, I saw your girl today, man. I saw she had them jeans on today, huh? I'm like, what?
Wow.
What the fuck is you talking about, man? Like, what is going on here? Yeah, I saw she had them jeans on, man, you know? Like I'm supposed to know what that means. Now, you have to be blunt. What you saying? Do you like the ass in the jeans? The jeans was fitted? The jeans was raggedy? She had a hole in the motherfuckers? Like, tell me what you mean by that. Because by you saying that she had them jeans on, number one, you paying way too much attention to my folks, homie. You know what I mean? Out of all the girls that had on jeans, you want to talk about the one, mine, that had on her jeans, right? So there's always, like, little subtle hints and stuff like that to where, you know, they're checking out your girl. So long story short, I had two homies, man. I had two homies to talk to the girls, the chicks that I was messing with. And I say messing with, like, you know, we was kind of dating. Because this is high school, so, you know, we was boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever you want to call it back then. So what was interesting is they didn't say shit to me about it, right? And I'm going to wrap it up. But they didn't say shit to me about it, and so I had to hear it from someone else. Like, yo, ain't that your homeboy? I saw him with, you know, such and such. You know, yo, that's, you know, and people already like to be messy, right? You know, they already like to do that. You know, they try to get reactions out of folks and see. But, you know, like, again, you know, for me, man, it was nothing for me to date a chick in high school. You know, we dating for a couple of weeks or whatever, maybe 1 or 2 months. And I'm on to the next. So that's high school down. I could be on to the next. Because, number one, I mean, this is high school. I ain't marrying nobody. You know what I'm saying? We're not getting engaged or nothing like that. So, hey, we just getting to know each other. Hey, what I got to know wasn't enough. The fact that it was very clear that we was involved, and you don't know to what extent, if it was that physical or what, but nevertheless, we was involved. And, yeah, man, so two homies, man, they definitely – and what I think the worst part, and I'll close with this. I think the worst part about it was I just stopped being involved with them. So it was fresh. And I think that's what is the worst part, especially when you start talking about it or when people start talking about it, even the reality shows and stuff like that. It was so fresh that it's kind of like, well, damn, she was with him. Now she's with his homie. So just that part alone, man, I guess that got a little messy, man. So that's not something I'd be into, something I'm cool with, because There's just too many women, man. There's too many women. Plus, I don't even want to get mixed in with that garbage. Dealing with a chick, because she may not be loyal, man. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about her in my ex home anyway. I don't want to do it.
It wouldn't bother me. Like, I actually had a situation like that too, but I wasn't in high school. We was pretty grown. Me and the person separated, and somebody else that was close to me started, dating. It didn't work out for them, but right. I was like, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, once we not together, I don't care about you no more. Like, it's a wrap. So you can date my pops or whatever you want to do. That's pretty much on you, because you out my life. You get what I'm saying? Like, once we together, we together. When we not, we not. So everything okay. Everything stopped. That once we said we done, everything dropped there. Yeah, it's through. Okay. So I wouldn't have a problem with it. Like, it's like, you're not mine. You know what I'm saying? So I can't tell you who to date and who not to date. Like, so.
Showing up.
Maybe.
Okay, well, take it.
Y'all might work out.
Take it to. Okay, yeah, and that's a great point. So, if it does work out, if that's your partner, right? So that means you and your partner, y'all kick it. So if you with your girl, you partner with his girl, y'all going out and about. Do you have an issue then? Because yes, she out your life, but then she kind of back in your life when you, your homie, you and your lady, y'all. Actually, let's say you have an event,
see,
right? You have a white party, whatever.
The problem would be with her, because I'm it's a wrap with me. Like, I'm good. So
okay.
I would be able to be around him too and not be like, oh, man, he messed with my ex-girl. Like, I don't care. I want her. Now, if I wanted her, it would be a problem. Like, if I still want her, then, yeah, it would be an issue. But if I don't, we done, she's free to do whatever she want. Like, that's him. Like, he got to think of when he see me, or because he would be the insecure one, because if she smile at me, if she high-five me, he could be thinking, we back doing something. So that's something that he got to deal with. But we got a bunch of calls, so let me get these.
I know it. Hey, man, I can't wait. Let's get it.
7421, GEI Radio, you on?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on?
What's up? Chilling, man. Tone, I'm going to have to disagree with you, brother. Man, about the, about your chick. Your partner dating your chick after you just separated or, then broke up. So it's like, we don't rock no more. But it's like, if this is my partner like that, that means we're going to be kicking. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's no problem with him. But just off rip, this man, he obviously been plotting. To, if he's gonna get my ex, like, now it's kind of a sticky situation, because you could have a bunch of different scenarios. Now, if it's an ex from a long time ago,
right.
But if it's like an ex, like, like recent,
that fresh ex,
he getting chopped like she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, come on, like, nah, because that's
but,
he been plotting then. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
But an ex is an ex.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That don't mean he wasn't plotting just because it'd been a minute ago. Maybe she got another situation and he just was waiting on that. So I just feel like once y'all separate, man, you shouldn't be worried. Like, it's free game. She free game. Like, she's not yours anymore, or he's not yours anymore.
Right.
So it's free game.
Right, right.
If
so break
maybe,
it up. Yeah.
Maybe your friend sees something like, in her that you didn't. I don't know. I wouldn't be tripping, because I'm over it.
I wouldn't be tripping at all. It'd just be a simple, I can't kick it with y'all like that. It's just gonna be that. That's gonna fade. The prince is gonna fade just off that. Because if we talk like that, we're gonna be kicking it a lot. If I'm dealing with a shorty, we're gonna be linking and shit. So it's like, nah.
Right.
Nah, I can't. I'm good. I ain't gonna be chilling with y'all like that.
Yeah.
It's like undue, unnecessary pressure that you don't have to deal with. Because again, if you was involved with somebody, y'all been through some shit. It don't have to be hardcore shit, but y'all been through some shit, right? So now you're sharing a certain space, an intimate space where you may be talking about some things, right? So now, there's certain things that you're still not gonna say just because of who it is, right? Just be real about it. And then you got your current situation with you, and that's gonna play a factor too, right? Because now she's looking at you, she's looking at your homie, and she's looking at your girl. Like, what the fuck is y'all doing right now? Right, because you got to take in consideration on how she would feel. Like, really, you gonna do that? You gonna have your homie, who I know your homie, we cool. He been a lot of scrambled eggs and gave him some eggs and bacon. Now he with your ex chick. Like, what kind of shit y'all got going on? And on top of that, why are you doing this to me? Like, why are you putting all that in front of my place in my space? You know what I'm saying? So if you having a spot, if you having a shindig at your spot, and your girl already don't want your ex, why would she even want your ex, period, opening? So now you got your ex of whatever, your third, fourth, fifth ex to the eighth power, and your homie, and they coupled up at your spot. I don't know any women that's going for it, but we going to keep it rocking. Hey, bro, I appreciate you keeping it 1,000. Everybody's going to have a different opinion and aspect, and there's always going to be different factors, right? Like, how serious was y'all, how far back it was. But at the same time, some people have a code. Some people don't have a code. It may be one person between the two has an expectation, right? And then some don't. So I guess you'll find out when this shit goes down.
I
appreciate you popping this thing off.
Definitely. I just feel like once you say you're done with somebody, you can't tell that person, like, all right, I'm done with you. It's a wrap. But listen, you can't date him or him, because those are my friends and we kick it. Like, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot for me. I don't know. But let's get this other call on. 2004. GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's your show? Good.
Thank
Hello.
You. This is Gina McDonald. So I pretty much definitely agree with Gigi, because here's the thing. If I'm your new ex, you're force feeding this foolishness in my face. And, and when you have relationships with people, it's not even about my ex at that point. It's about my friend who I've been down with for however long. I shouldn't want anything that you've ever smelt. And definitely not taste it. So at that point, as a friendship, come on, let's be real. I ain't trying to compare notes. I don't know. I would probably talk to you, because you're my girl. I already talked to you about how good we was, or whatever the case may be. And now you dating him? That's a whole problem for me. You know what I'm saying? And so there's a line of respect that you just don't cross. So my ex, I might expect for him to do anything, but my sister, my homegirl, there's a line of respect that, anybody you dated, talked to, anybody you touched, tasted, whatever, they like a brother to me. I don't even see them in that way. It's completely offline. I don't care how fine they are. I don't care how smooth they are, and that's just real talk. I remember literally last month, my sister's ex-husband, they've been divorced for 12 years, tried to holler at me in my inbox. I said, dude, wait a minute. Do you realize your ex-wife is my sister? He said, but yeah, we've been divorced for 10 years. I said, nigga, your son called me auntie. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? And so I immediately touched my sister. I said, listen, your ex in my inbox. Screenshot, what you want me to do? This is crazy. And she said, tell her what she said. I'm like, this is crazy. Because you don't do that. There's certain things that you just don't do. I'm loyal to her, to the relationship and the friendship. I accept for the opposite person to do whatever. No, you can't tell an ex who they can talk to, but you got to be loyal to the friendship that you have with whomever. You have that relationship.
I don't see how that will affect the friendship if, like, okay, let's say your homegirl come to you and be like, listen, you're not with him anymore. I want to talk to him.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have a sister who, I'm going to be honest with you, she's like a dude, right? So I'm like, So which means it might be some. It has been times where it's been guys who, because we're similar in stature. So usually if I'm your type, she's probably your type as well. If that makes sense, right? So similar dudes will try to talk to her. That's try to talk to me. So if I know she's been with you or been whatever, dude, you off limits. I don't want nothing. That's just me. Now, so even if she's been there and still there was nothing, that ain't the point. I don't want nothing that ever touched you.
Mm.
But that's me.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah.
Because it's like you know, like you just said, if we at an outing together, I don't want to ever think, now is the line of trust. I don't want to ever wonder, well, are you doubling back around or what's going on? Do I have to now watch you with whatever? You know, she's like, girl, I don't even like him like that. I'm like, that's not even the point. You've been there. So I'd probably be missing out on somebody good for me because I would never know because I wouldn't go there.
Mm.
Because I don't want you to know anything about my man and the intimacy that we're having and we're experiencing unless I'm telling it to you. I don't need you to have experienced it for yourself. That's out the question.
That's a good point because you got to think about the individual. Your homie and your ex are together, right? So they're going to talk. They're not going to stop talking about stuff, right? Matter of fact, they'll probably share even more.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got your ex still having access to what you have going on. Now, you may say that's not a big deal. It's whatever. It's my business. However, that stuff still plays a part, and it can always open up a door that doesn't need to be opened.
Absolutely.
Right? It can always open up a door that you close the door, but now it's cracked. By default,
mm-hmm.
with that whole situation,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
now you have that person. Here's the worst part. Thank you again, Carla, for hanging on
uh-huh.
my rant. Here's the worst part. Now you have your ex and your best friend because they're gonna be together, right?
Right.
Now she has access to your new situation. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah, that's too much.
you don't want that going down when. At any point.
Mm-mm.
So now this person has, and you don't know, and let's just be honest, Carla, women can flip the script like it's nothing, right? You're thinking it's all cool, it's all chill. She hears something that she ain't want to hear or she sees something that she ain't want to see. Damn your homeboy, right? Because
mm-hmm.
really, y'all was together first. So there's some feelings that can be, shit, your spot could be blown up, man. That's all
Absolutely.
I'm saying.
Absolutely. And that's real talk.
Why put yourself
because
in that situation?
Yeah, he's the common denominator, and then now you two are comparing notes, and then now whatever intimate talk that you had with him and intimate talk that you had with her, because that's your homegirl, now it's basically an unwilling threesome. It's basically what you're now involved with. I'm not doing it.
Hey, we appreciate you chiming in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one.
Damn, involuntarily, man, and you can't enjoy that type of threesome, right? That was not good.
Yeah, but I'm saying you just gotta. I don't know how you can tell somebody not to do something if you don't want them. Right. That's the part I'm confused by.
I think it's an unwritten rule, though, but that's why I said before, some people feel like, there's boundaries and some people feel like there's no boundaries. I mean, sometimes you don't find out until somebody crosses a boundary that you didn't expect. But, yeah, I'm open to hearing more about how these ladies feel about it because, you know, guys will do whatever. I mean, let's be honest, man. Guys will do a little bit more.
Just so we clear, I'm not doing that. That's not gonna happen. Like I don't want none of my brothers, none of my friends, girlfriends. I sit there and listen to everything y'all was saying. So why would I want that? So I'm good on that. I'm just saying if one of my friends was like, "Yo, you ain't with Shorty no more," but I'm good. That's your business. Like. That's on you and her. If she going to say, yeah, I can't maneuver that. I can't, control that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not going to matter to me. Like, if you want to, I don't think that person would want to come around me in my new situation, right? Let's say okay, Gigi, me and you, right? You date my ex or mm-hmm. whatever.
Oh, man, this is interesting. Go ahead.
She's not going to want to come around my new situation anyway. Like, she'd probably be cool with you, but she's not going to want to be around me. You see what I'm saying? Unless she's still
with
me. Why not?
If me and you, listen, if me and you, you know what I'm saying, we're going to a yacht party, we're going to an elegant dinner, you know what I'm saying, we're going to, we going on a vacay, going to Mexico, whatever, whatever, I'm bringing Shorty. So as far as her not wanting to be with you, be around you, whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying, she has to make a decision on what's the bigger picture. So is there a bigger picture? Okay, I'm going to have to see this dude and he done got finer, his locks done got long, he can tie him up and shit, braid him and shit like that. Or, you know, I want to be with Gigi. Do I want to build and grow in what we're doing? So for her not to want to see you or be around you, then, you know, obviously that's something that she needed to look at before she linked up with me, because that's already a possibility. Ain't no guesswork that me and Tone going to be kicking and doing businesses, traveling and things like that. So that has to be something she already thought about. Now, whether she's like, okay, I do it anyway, now that she had already made a decision. And so seeing you periodically is going to come with being with me. So that's not something that she's just going to be like, okay, oh, damn, we got to go, you know, to the DMV and do this and do that. You already know what comes with linking up. So that decision has to already be made. So ain't no turning back at that point. And plus, it ain't even about you, bro. It ain't about you no more. So it's going to be about her.
Listen,
and not. We ain't making no decision based on where your ass going to be at.
My thing is this. The problem is going to be within y'all two, because we done. So now you, like I said, if we are cool, let's say we do split, but we cool. And now you, my friend, and you want to talk to her. So now when she come and we high five and be like, what's up, how you been? You're going to be looking a certain way. So that's why I said it wouldn't bother me, because it's nothing on me. Like, I'm good. Everything is on my friend to be secure when my ex come back around me. And if we cool, you know what I mean, you got to eat that. You know what I'm saying? You got to eat the hug. You got to eat the high five.
If you guys can be cool. Well, so for me, though, the dynamic has to change. Like, you can't go back to a certain dynamic. So whether y'all used to high-five, you grab a titties or grab an ass, whatever, whatever, that shit got to stop anyway. So if it reverts back to that, then that's a bigger problem. Y'all can't do that shit no more. So if you think that you can, I'm looking at you and I'm looking at her sideways, because, yo, what the fuck? Boundaries, period.
That's why I said.
And I think that's just out of respect, though. I think that's out of respect. I don't think that's out of, you know, any unwritten rules. That's just, you know, I would expect that anyway. I would expect her not to do that with anybody.
Okay. Let's get this other call.
Yeah. Let's keep going, because they're going to keep rolling.
3056, GI Radio.
Welcome to the show.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Hey, all day long. Welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's Erica. Okay, so.
Hey, Erica.
Hi, Gigi. Okay, so my thing would be, you know, what is the thing that we define as friendship? Because a lot of people, you know, define friendship as, you know, we just talked in passing and said, hey, girl, how are you? Or we had a conversation lunch, and now we're friends.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and that's,
what do we define
that
as friendship?
Is important.
Because I have a friend that's 20-plus years, and anybody that she's ever dated, slept with, or whatever, off limits. I won't talk to you.
Okay.
But if if it's somebody that I just know, and maybe you've dated them before, is that off limits?
Yeah. So who wouldn't be off limits? Like, what about a coworker? Would you date a coworker?
A coworker, no. For me,
okay.
No. A coworker, no. Because I don't know, I don't conversate with my coworkers like that. So,
right.
When I'm not friends with anybody that I co-work with.
Okay.
So if I happen to, you know, kind of date somebody that you've talked to or whatever, we're not friends. Mm-hmm. We just work together.
Okay. So what about friends of a very close friend?
A very close friend, definitely not. Because, like, no, because you've shared things with me about your relationship. We've talked about these things. So...
Okay.
Somebody that's a close friend, and if I start dating,
a friend of a close friend.
No.
Okay.
No, and then it's like if it's like a high school thing, and then I don't know. I kind of think of like, what if somebody that you used to date is actually supposed to be that person's soulmate? What if they were supposed to be together, and you just kind of got in the middle of it, and it just didn't work out? But what if it works out with these two people? Are you going to be mad?
Okay, so on what level would that be that you would consider it's a green light? So so did you say a friend of a close friend? So your homegirl's homegirl, dude, is he off limits or is it what it is? It's free game.
I mean, it is what it is. That's my friend's friend. That's not my friend.
Okay, I like that. I like that perspective. I mean, I think that's one thing that like you mentioned, we had to identify, you know, what are we considering a friend? Are we talking about somebody who we deal with on a regular basis, consistent basis? Are we just talking about somebody that we know? Are we talking about somebody that we met, that we talked to from time to time? Or are we talking about somebody who we may consider family? So I could definitely appreciate, you know, that aspect of it.
But, I'm sorry, but I just feel like this. When we start putting boxes around who we can and cannot date, it limits us to who we can date, right? Mom. So then you lower your playing field of who you can go out with, and then it's like, okay, I'm going to be single forever because I can't date so-and-such because they are a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend that's a cousin of a whoever, so I can't date them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
ties into the six degree. That ties into the six degrees of separation, right? And that theory is that, you know, within six people, everybody pretty much knows each other. If you go 6 degrees into the people that you know, in other words, it's a small world. But as you mentioned, I don't know if there's a written rule of who to date, who's off limits, and things like that. However, You mentioned some people that are off limits, so I guess there is an unwritten rule. You talked about somebody, you know, you've been friends with for 20 years. Now, is it because of his 20 years? What about within the first 2 years? Is it okay? Right? So is it the level of friendship that you're referring to? Or are you talking about because you spend so much time or have spent so much time or that close to their family?
It's definitely the level of friendship that you are. If you have a friend that you are sharing close and intimate details with about your relationship, your friendships, your family problems, if you have that friend that where you can go to them and confide into them about anything, I would never date someone that you've been dating for many amounts of years, been married to, or what have you. I just wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because you are my friend, and I don't know how you still may feel about them. Even though it's over, you still might be in love with them. You still might want to be back with them. And then here I go trying to start a relationship with them, and we're supposed to be friends.
That's a great point. Tone, we're going to bring you into this. And caller, we thank you for sharing that. Tone, so what if it's somebody that you've gone through hell and back with, right? Like your friends know that, you know, she did some things that hurt you. You did some things that hurt her, but you guys got through it and worked through it and then broke up and got through it. And you guys have all this history. You telling me if your homeboy's like, yo, Tina, I know that you and Tina been through some things and, you know, all of that, man, but, you know, I'm feeling her and I want your blessings. What you going to say then, Tom?
Go ahead. I'm just different. Like, if a person is not with me, then they are free to do whatever they want to, date whoever they want to. And I can't feel no type of way about that because you're not my woman anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I get it. People are like, oh, it's rules. Like, if that's your friend, if that's this, but maybe they might be better for each other. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't care. It's not, I don't want her. The only way I see a problem in that is if I still want my ex. Like, if I still want her, then it's a problem because, well, it wouldn't even matter if she with my friend or with somebody I don't know because I still want her. But if I just don't want her, we done, I don't care. That's not my business who she date or who my friend choose to date. You know what I mean? The only thing I would say is, like, I'm not going to discuss anything. Like, you know, I don't want to hear, you know, I won't discuss anything with him. Like, let's say, you know, like, yeah, I remember when I used to, you know what I'm saying, that'd be kind of messed up saying that to him now, but it would just be totally their thing, you know what I mean, their thing. It wouldn't change our relationship or nothing as far as, you know, me and my friend. It would be their thing.
Yeah. So is the caller still on? I know we got other callers. Is the last caller still on?
Yeah, but I just closed.
I am.
Okay, all right, so... Let me ask you, and thank you for hanging on. This is one last thing, and then we'll let you, chime back out. But how would you feel if your guy, right, the guy that you're dating now, says, you know what, man, I know this is crazy and bizarre, but my ex, you know, the one that I told you about when we was getting to know each other, and we, you know what I'm saying, she came, slashed her ties, or slapped me, and all that stuff. Yeah, her, Tawana. Tawana and my homie Lawrence are dating now. I know that sounds crazy, man, but they dating now. So, they want to come over for dinner next week, you know, and just kind of kick it with us. I mean, how you feel about that? You good?
I mean, I would be good with it. How would he feel about it?
How would he? Well, he's asking you because he says that it's cool. It's not a problem. So out of respect, he wants to let you know that, hey, his ex that he obviously, you know, spent some time with or whatever, and his homie, like, they're coming over. You good with that?
Yeah, I would honestly be good with it. It would be how he feels about it. If you are totally 100% good with seeing your ex with your friend, then, yeah, let him come over because I don't have a fight in that battle, right? So that's you. That's all on you because I dated neither one of them. You did. So you would have to be 100% comfortable with them coming over and mingling with us.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you for chiming in. Yo, you know this is a touchy one for some because, Tony, you have to look at a lot of people have had different resolve or unresolved in their past relationship, right? So not all exes, not all ex relationships ended amicably, right? So if that's not a factor, then I'm really lost if people don't think that that's a factor, right? If there wasn't any particular history with that person, especially if it was some tough stuff, right? If it was some tough stuff, then I would really be confused if people were that nonchalant. So I'm open and willing to hear some more calls, specifically women, to answer that same scenario I just asked that young lady.
Yeah, definitely. Again, if you want to get on, press 1. I think we got about 2 minutes left. If you hang up after the 2 minutes, you won't be able to get back on, but as long as you stay on, you good. Again, press 1 of you. You want to talk to me or Gigi or answer a question? The topic is, could you remain friends with a friend who dates or marries your ex? And I still stand on my yes. Like, my friend is
as
my
you
friend.
Should, man.
Yeah, my friend is my friend.
Friend,
like,
is your friend.
Because here's the thing. We gotta have that type of relationship for him to even ask me that. You get what I'm saying? he got to already know that I don't care. That's knowing your friend. Like, so if you got a friend, like people say, like, my friend, you should know your friend. Your friend should know, like, yeah, that's she ain't going for that. Like, so I ain't even going to, you know, attempt to do that. But me, of course, me and my friends talk, so it's like, your dog, if that's what you want to do, then I don't care.
So I gotta up the stakes, man. I gotta up the stakes with this thing, right? I just have to. Now, and listen, you guys gotta have to chime in. Press one anyway, even if you kind of want to say something. Don't inbox me afterwards talking about how you felt. Don't do that shit because I'm not responding. I might block you. That's how I feel tonight. I might block you if you answer this question that I'm about to say in via inbox. This is what the show is for because other people need to hear it. They may or may not feel the same, and it may be something that you've never heard before. So I got to up the stakes, guys. So we're talking about somebody dating or marrying, right? Because to me, that's two different levels. You can date them all day. You can fuck them. And I know it's Sunday, but you can fuck them, right? But marrying them, right? So that means that's their new forever. I'm going to up the stakes. So what if you were married? What if you was married to this person and or had kids with this person? I got to up the stakes, man, because it was just too easy. So what if your friend that you know, your homie, your homegirl, that knows all your shit, right? They knows what you've been through with Thomas. He know what you and Keisha been through. She remember that. He remembers that, right? And after all of that stuff that they done did to you, good and bad, they turn around and start dating them. They turn around and get married to someone that you've been married to and you have a child or kids with. So let's play this thing back, right? Now you're asking, ladies, you're asking your guy, about, and you're telling that your guy, that your homegirl is now dating your ex named Lex, and Lex Jr. is coming over for the cookout. Are you fucking kidding me right now, y'all? Let me try that again. Y'all. Listen, necessary convo every Sunday 7 p.m. You better get on time next week because you're gonna miss the heat. Right? This is quote unquote a GG rant. I just said, and I'm putting on the guys now. So fellas, are you telling me that your girl just told you that her homegirl, Keisha, and Big Lex, because Lil Lex stayed with y'all. Keisha and Big Lex are coming over to the cookout. Well, your mom and them going to be there. Your other best friend's going to be there. Your A1, day one's going to be there. And everybody going to be there. And now Keisha and Big Lex is coming over, booed up. You good?
I'm good. Again, I don't, listen, Gigi, even with the kid, even with it being my ex-wife, I have no control over that. Like, even me being
no,
angry,
no, it ain't
right?
About, no, you have control. You have control of certain scenarios. Not control of what they're doing, because no, you can't control what other people do, but you have control of a scenario to either prevent it or allow it.
Yeah, but I mean, even
and that's
still,
all, so
like,
I'm just talking about the scenarios.
So let's say, okay, even with the kid, right? Because we got some callers. I'm gonna get to y'all one second. Even with the kid, right? We're gonna see each other for the rest of our life anyway. So even if I say, even if me and my friend be like, you know what, dog, that was foul, you know what I mean, whatever the case may be, I ain't rocking with you no more. If my son or daughter plays soccer, baseball, basketball, football, whatever the case may be,
right. They're
going to be there together, walking him or her to the game. Or when I bring them to the game, they're going to come in too. So sooner or later, I'm going to have to be an adult and just be like, you know what? That's what it is. So either way you look at it, is you don't have no control of it. I mean, I'm not knocking nobody that said they're going to be mad or whatever, but you're not going to have any control over that. I feel like if you're upset, if you're angry, if you're going to be feeling the way or whatever, it's because you still have feelings for your ex. That's just my opinion. But let me get these callers on. 2748. GI Radio, you on?
Hey, you already laughing.
It's Candy. How you
doing?
Candy.
What's up, Candy?
Hey, Candy, we're having a good time.
I'm already laughing. Because, like, hell no. Like, that's cold. Like, you don't do no shit like that to your homie. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care if y'all married. That's your boyfriend. That's just somebody you fucking, whatever it is. Like, that's just cold. Like, everyone is, he's off limits automatically to me. And, like, the fact that me and my friend are even having a conversation about somebody that I've entertained, that's automatically just an issue for me because, I don't know. I don't get down like that. And, like, I don't know, with the scenario tone, you kind of switched up the scenario a little bit because, like, I get what you're saying. Like, you're always going to have moments where, you know, the ball games and stuff like that. But you can control that. He's on one end, you on one end, y'all doing what y'all doing. But, no, Keisha's not coming to the house. I'm sorry. She's going to have to keep her ass at home. I'm not going to stop my baby daddy from coming around because I'm just not that type of chick. He can come, but she better keep her ass in the car or she needs to stay at home because we're not going to be mingling and doing Taco Tuesdays, none of that kind of stuff. Because then now I have to figure out how to make sure my man feels validated around my ex. And then she's going to be looking at me crazy, too. So I don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
It's just
not that
type. It's so many variables that have to be taken into account, Candy, because we heard tone out, right? But it ain't just tone. Like, he completely omitting how his girl going to feel, right? So he's like, okay, this is what it is, right? They can come. And she might be looking at this dude like, really, tone? Really, so they can just come up in here, you cool, you high-fiving, you dabbing and dancing with these folks, but how does that make me feel? How does that make me
look? Right, and you want me to cook?
Okay, Gigi. But here's the thing, Gigi. If my new relationship, like if my new girl or wife or whatever she is, if we're serious, if she felt the way, then I would look into finding other ways. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, I was speaking for me, how I would feel. Like, I wouldn't feel nothing because I care if you mess with a giraffe. I don't like you anymore. I mean, I don't want to deal with you anymore. So it don't make me no never mind. But if my new woman felt a certain way, then of course I wouldn't want that all that tension in there. I would find ways to, I would talk to my ex and be like, hey, listen, like Candy said, you could come, but my friend can't. I mean, what, is he my friend? Like, well, would I have to cut him off too? This is a whole bunch of stuff that I just think that you should just not worry about. Like, you just shouldn't even be worried about it. Like, they together, so I don't know why my new girl would be mad because they messing with each other. What, they don't have nothing to do with me. So why would you feel a way that my friend messed with my ex? That means they should take it.
You
got to worry about me.
Your ex
has nothing
to
do with feelings.
Anyway. Right. Etiquette, boundaries, respect.
I said it has nothing to do with the feelings you may have for your ex. For me, it's more of a respect as a friend. I wouldn't expect my friend to even put themselves in that situation because you have to develop feelings. So I wouldn't expect my friend to go through that extra mile to even develop chemistry between that person, knowing that me and him had something going on. So, like, for me, it's more of a respect issue because, like, me and my friends, we won't even talk to a dude that approaches because sometimes, you know, like, we're out and, like, dudes will approach and they'll be like, so is one of y'all single? No. We're not playing them games. Yeah. Like, we don't even get down like that. So it's just like, if he's on your radar, he's on your radar. I'm going to keep it moving. Like, I just think that there's a level of loyalty you should have to your friend.
Hmm.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, you know your friends. Like, real friends talk. So that pact is already made. You get what I'm saying? Like, we don't do this, we don't do that. Because if we were speaking to friends, we're speaking of people, like, it's some time involved. This is not somebody that you just been kicking it with for 6 months. We talking about, right, like, friends. You know what I mean? So your friend, Candy, your friends will already know not even to bring that to you, because that's just not something that y'all cool with. Like, that won't happen. Like I said, I wouldn't do it to none of my friends, but I don't care if they wanted to talk to somebody that I talked to. It wouldn't bother me. So if they brought it to me, I would be like, I would just tell them that's on you. Like, that's solely your decision. I have nothing to do with that. The outcome or whatever come with that is all up to you.
And here's a quick disclaimer, y'all. Here's a quick disclaimer. Tony's been married for over 10 years, y'all.
Right.
So he ain't got no exes out there that he give a damn about. So I have to throw that disclaimer out.
No, hold on.
Over 10 years.
Hold on. For those of you that wasn't on earlier.
So there's no exes that matter.
No, listen though. For those of the people that got on late, I told my story. I said that I had this situation before. I've dealt with a woman. We broke up, and somebody super close to me started dating her.
Mm.
And it didn't work out because I'm not changing anything. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to speak to her. I'm not going to do nothing. Like, I don't hate her. We just don't date anymore. So she could date who she wants. So I knew that situation wasn't going to work. You see what I'm saying? But it was cool. Like, go ahead if that's what you want to do. But I know 9 times out of 10, the person is not going to be able to handle that situation. Now, probably having sex with them, cool. But being with them, you're not going to be able to handle that situation, because every time, you know what I told you. So now you can't come and talk to me, because if you come and talk to me, I'm be like, oh, yeah, I used to do that too. Yeah, just like that from the back. Oh, yeah, I used to do that too. So that it's going to be, you're not going to like that. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I say I don't care, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a situation where that's going to play out good. I mean, in some cases it will, but most times it won't play out good, because he wouldn't be able to talk to me no more about it, because I'm going to be like, yeah, I used to do it too. I used to do the same thing.
That
I ain't holding back.
Though,
why I'm going to hold back? No, what you mean?
It's like, I don't care. You can go in and get it, but I know it's not going to work, though. Like,
that like, sounds like a hater to me.
No, that's not a hater.
You're not wishing them well.
Hating.
I'm not a hater.
Go ahead on. Go on and talk to her. I taught her all that shit. It ain't
going
to work.
Yeah. Right. That's some serious hating going on right there.
Well, now that y'all say it like that, it do sound like it.
You do. You be like, I hope you get a groin sprain from that move I taught her.
What Tone just said is he's telling his homeboy, look, she done maxed out with me. I'm the best she got, right? So anything under me, bro, it don't even matter. Good luck. You not me.
Good luck. Don't even waste your time.
I done did it. I done did it all. I taught her how to squirt. You know what I'm saying? I taught her how to throw it back. Hey, it don't even matter. But good luck, though, man. I wish y'all the best.
Y'all crazy.
The best. I hope y'all happy.
Keep me posted. Right. Hey, Candy, thanks for jumping in, man. This was a crazy one. And we didn't even get to her stuff. But thank you for letting Tone know how he sounds, man. Because when it comes off, when I say it, he don't get it. But now, all of a sudden, when you say it like that, he got it. Thank you, Candy.
I was just saying, if you're gonna talk to me, but which I know you're not, like you can't, like here for instance, Gigi, like I said, like if you my friend and you start dating my ex, it's gonna be hard for you to talk about my ex to me. That's gonna be impossible because
maybe
it's gonna be hard for me not to say I did that.
But nobody's talking to you to get your response to that. Like, how are you going to go to sex talk? Man, there's other shit going on in life, right? There's other stuff going on besides sex talk, right? Nobody wants to have that conversation anyway. But there's other stuff
okay,
going
so
on,
even,
man. And that's your go-to conversation?
No, I'm saying, even if you talk to me about, man, shorty getting on my nerves, I'm the best person to give you advice. Like, yeah, she used to get on mine. Why you think we're not together?
So your point of view would be your experience with her versus your point of view on just good general information. Maybe like, hey, what how you deal with your situation? Why would you give it back to her at how you dealt with her? You ain't even say, well, you know, me and my lady, whenever we have issues or whatever. Why don't you straight up be like, well, look, man, let me tell you how to deal with her. Because, you know, Keisha a trip, man. You know, Keisha, she get to yelling, screaming, and crying. This is what you need to do, bro. You need to turn her around, pull her panties down, and you just need to slap that ass and hit her from the back.
That's where your friendship is
going to
end, right there.
You see
because I got the because I have the inside track, so I can tell you what to do. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
my God.
I mean, look. You chose that life. You chose to deal with my ex, and you chose to talk to me about it. So if you don't like my answers, go to our other friend. Go to the other friend. Don't come to me because those will be my answers. So
if
you
your answer is sexual, like Gigi just said, you would feel comfortable saying that?
No, I'm joking. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't even talk
like I know you are. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would just, like, if my friend, no, for, in all honesty, like, if he came to me and said something like that, I would be like, dog, I ain't the one that, you might want to talk to Gigi about that. You know what I'm saying? Because anything I say, it might be taken wrong because I've been with her. You know what I'm saying? So he, nah, don't talk to me about that. Just, you know, we got other friends because it might come off wrong.
Fair enough.
What if he said something
Gigi
said, just eat her out and buy some chicken wings and a booty rub. Is that right? Did you confirm yes or no?
This is what Gigi said, man. What's your thought? Man,
I would say, hey, that's what he said. Go ahead and rock with it. See if it works.
Wow.
See if that worked. Don't forget the Pepsi.
Wow.
I'm joking. Y'all
on that note.
Right. Candy, thanks for chiming in. It's been an adventure this Sunday, man. That's for sure.
Definitely. Thank you for calling in.
Always a pleasure, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Candy, a troublemaker.
Yeah, man.
We got another call.
Let's
get this other caller on. 4879.
All right, let's do it.
GEI Radio, are you on?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Tone, you wildin'. Man, ain't no way. It can't happen, Tone. It cannot happen. We are not the Jacksons. Most people are not the Jackson family. To Gigi's point of they were married and they had kids, yes. The Jacksons, yes. There is one brother that married the ex-wife of another brother and they both had kids with the same woman. Not cool. It doesn't work. Yeah, and the divorce, the second marriage didn't work either because it couldn't work. It was the brothers were at each other's throats about the kids, and yeah, that is crazy. It's not about you. It's about everybody involved because you got to remember, especially with kids, with Gigi, the scenario Gigi painted, while you were married to the ex-wife that you had a child with, they knew Uncle Tony as Uncle Tony. Uncle Tony been around for forever because he was your friend. Now Uncle Tony coming over and smashing mommy.
Wow.
And so now I'm confused because how are you my Uncle Tony, but you in the bed with my mom? Yeah, no. All of that is bad. I mean, it's just bad. So whether it's friends, family members, if you have been intimate with that person, they should not be trying to be intimate with somebody that's close to you. They shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And if they do, and if your friend is like, oh, well, you know, I'm interested in them, cool, wonderful, I wish you all the best, but you can't be around me because I can't trust you. Because of things that I told you in confidence as my friend, I now have to worry about your pillow talk with my ex.
Wow.
And there's certain things that my ex does not need to know about me in my current.
Yeah.
So now you can't be my friend. We can be associates. I can see, I can speak if I see you in the street, but you ain't coming to the house. No. No, 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 no. That's, I mean, just because when people get together, they do have pillow talk. So as my friend, things that I would confide in you, I can't confide in you now because I got to worry about who you're going to run and go talk to.
I can see how that compromises the friendship, right? It can compromise it, especially when you talk about confidentiality. So that makes a really good point. And so we definitely appreciate you doing that. Now, the Jackson thing I ain't know about, but at the same time, we no need for us to address the Holly weird because everybody do everything over there. We already know that.
Right.
There's no rules. There's no boundaries. Tony and I, we've already addressed that. They date each other. They date stepdad, date the ex's mama and the brother dating.
It's crazy.
So we already know. We already know how that web works, but what you mentioned is very important. And that was one of the things that I thought should have been identified is how it alters the relationships, right? In addition to that, bringing that to your new significant other, like they can't have the nonchalant, well, okay, well, I know that it ain't nothing or it's cool, no big deal, it's whatever. And you have to take consideration of how that makes him feel, how that makes her feel moving on because they may be cool with it in the beginning, like whatever, right? But again, if that's your homie or if that's your homegirl, they still going to want to do some of the things that they're doing, right? So whether that,
correct.
So even when that other person isn't there, that motherfucker that got your ex or whatever, it's still all up in your face. And there will be some things that they're going to say not thinking, right? There's going to be some things that you may now discover that you ain't have no idea what it was, right? Or you may be taking back some of your conversation to her or to him that they probably, or not probably, they would never be privy to once that disconnection was there. And now they're privy to it, which they shouldn't be. Right.
Correct.
So it's almost forcing the scenario that shouldn't happen. But again, overall, like a lot of people mentioned, out of all the people that you can connect with, you know, you should be able to find somebody outside that circle.
That isn't close
to
me.
That isn't close.
Yeah, they should
have. Now, does it happen? Yeah, it happens. It happens all the time. But there are some things that you can control, and that's when it comes down to boundaries and respect, right? Because you don't have to put yourself in that scenario. Like, you don't love them off rip. You still got to get to know them. You still got to give them some wood. You still got to see if she got a good head game. Like, you still have to go through that process to find out, okay, this is the person that I want to really date, I really want to be with, I really want to marry. So you're actually putting yourself into that scenario. So now you have to look at your friend like, really? Really?
And
that's
my
what
point.
You
it's
do?
Really not
you,
even about that.
You
ex.
Wouldn't even
it's
know her. You wouldn't even know her. You wouldn't even know
without,
her if you ain't know that I was dating her. So you can't
correct.
Say it was fate. You can't say it was coincidence. It was intent. And
it was
a
intent.
Line that you decided to cross on your own. And that's just
correct.
On you. Never mind her,
because
like Tone said, like Tony
it's
said,
irrelevant about
hey,
the ex.
You do whatever. I'm not dealing with her no more. But I think that there should be a responsibility as your man, though. Like, as your man.
Correct.
Like, what do you stand for? Like, what do you actually stand for?
And then how long have you been checking for? Because see, that makes it, it makes to me it seems like you're disingenuous, because you're gonna, so you've been checking for her for a minute and was sitting in the cut waiting for us to fall apart, because you've been hearing me
and
talk
now,
about
on.
The issues
now,
that
Tone,
we were having.
I gotta say, caller and Tone, I gotta say this though, I got homies that got some bad chicks, man. I ain't gonna lie, You can't say that you ain't never looked though. Right, so I'm just saying that, yeah, you could look. If she finds a motherfucker, if he dope and finds a motherfucker, that's what it is. So we're not saying that
right.
It's not unrealistic to be attracted to
no,
look.
No, be
whatever,
attracted,
whatever.
But
we're
but
just talking,
if but if you laying in the cut waiting,
line.
But if you waiting and if you're listening to me complain about dude, and you sitting in the cut waiting and plotting. So the advice, so now I'm looking at, I take it all the way to the, so the advice that you gave me when I was talking to you about what my problems were with, oh boy, well, girl, you should leave him. Because women, we're quick to do that. Oh, girl, you should leave him. I wouldn't put up with that. But now you with him? Yeah, no. So that to me tells me that you weren't my friend. You were planning and plotting from the jump. It might have taken you a little bit to get him. But I gave you the ammunition. I told you what he likes, what he don't like. I told you all of that. So, and for, same for guys. I'm sure you all talk to your homies about the issues that you have with your chick. So you telling him what the deal is. So you've given him all of the ammunition that he needs. He kind of skips the whole get to know you process because he's gotten to know her through you and what you said. So that's, I mean. That's why I say, to me, it would be the issue with my friend. Like, you, yeah, I can't see you as my friend to answer the question, can I remain friends with them? No. We can be associates. I can speak if I see you in the street, but you're not coming to the house. You're not coming to the barbecue. You're not invited to the birthday parties. I'm not going to tell you not to date them. Date them. Be happy. But I can't trust you. And if I can't trust you, you can't be around me.
Mm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. And you can go ahead and drop the mic at this point. All right. So, can't really follow up after that. We thank you for chiming in. Appreciate you.
Definitely. Definitely. Thanks for calling in. She definitely.
Hey, man, she laid down the law.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm still sticking to what I said, though. I'm still sticking to what I said. No, honestly, it is a crazy situation. It is, especially because you kind of threw a wrench in there when you added the kids. See, I don't have kids. Yeah, I don't have kids,
right.
So I can't even think the, you know, how I would feel. Maybe when I have kids, I'll have a whole different you know, feeling and look on situations, but just thinking about that, that is crazy now when you add the kids, it's like, dang, uncle such and such, now that's stepdaddy, so I can see how that would be a situation, because now they're playing with your kids, so, but I don't have kids, so I ain't got to worry about that. You could do what you want to do.
Well,
to the people that got kids, I understand where y'all coming from. I mean, I can get that part of it.
Yeah. I wanna thank all the callers for jumping in, man. You know, that's good. We got some feedback on a really interesting and potentially touchy subject, because, you know, it's one thing, like a few folks alluded to, you know, having sex with somebody that you dealt with. I mean, sometimes that stuff never is said. It never comes out. Or if it does, way down the lines where, hey, you know, whatever, y'all both trifling, whatever. But there's so many scenarios to where people are, you know, that small circle, man, that small circle of folks getting entangled, if you will. And I mean, I think that is the definition of an entanglement, right? It's like, you know, linking up with someone within that circle, right? Especially if you know
I mean, imagine knowing both parties or being involved or attached in some way, shape, or form with both parties, you know, that were connected to you. So I think for some people, they may feel that there's some betrayal, there's some loyalty. Of course, we don't own anybody, right? So you can't say that. Your approach can't be, hey, don't do this, don't do that, period. Obviously, it's going to be, hey, out of respect, out of, you know, just acknowledging my experience with that person, because a lot of people have been through so much trauma, right, to where, like you said, Tone, if you're through with that person, you want to be through with them. You don't want to see them no more. You don't want to deal with them no more. And it can be a crazy situation. And I do remember as an adult a situation to where one of my homies, his ex, like, reached out to me, right? And the thing about it was we was cool while they were married. So I didn't even see it coming. I thought, you know, it's the sis thing, right? It's the sis thing for me. So I wasn't thinking anything like she was interested or she was coming sideways and stuff like that. And you have to think, she wanted to link up, right? But this is the same chick that I watched my homie go through custody battles and the child support and the drama and the fights, verbal fights and stuff like that. And you want me to bend your ass over and slap it from the back like it's all good? You know what I mean? Even so, what does that mean of how you think I roll? Like, what is that? What does that make me look like that I would even entertain that? So are you saying that I look like a trifling type nigga because I feel like I would be a trifling type nigga to do that? So you're saying that, okay, Gigi look like he trifling, so let me try him. Out of all the dudes you can deal with, let me try Gigi out. And that's my my ex guy, that's my baby daddy, homie, brother. And so, man, you know, there's just so many things that motives, you got to take that in consideration and just all kind of stuff. Why put yourself through that? You know, why put yourself through that? Because even if you do get with someone, right, even if you guys are attracted to each other, you feel like you're soulmates and however, whatever, whatever, look at how the rest of your life is going to be lived. Like, look out, seriously, like, look out. Now, of course, you don't care about nobody but you guys, whatever, but look at so many scenarios that you're going to put yourself in that would affect. It'd be certain pressures that don't need to be certain pressures that you don't need to have undue pressure and undue stress on a relationship that you shouldn't have to have if two people want to be together, you know? So I think it's tough. So I commend everybody that chimed in and, you know, of course, you know, relating to, and we didn't even get to it, no need to really get to it, but, you know, the whole Real Housewives of Atlanta with stuff like that, you know, again, that's highly weird stuff. And that's just something that was just stuff that's uncovered for the public. There's all kind of other shit that go on that we don't know about. Like, you know, there's plenty of stuff that we don't know about to where it's okay. Like the husband and the wife and the ex-wife, they all still may be entangled. That's not, you know, unrealistic for Hollywood. You know, so, so that's why we like to enjoy that bringing this scenario to our listeners and our followers, just to see how you guys feel about it. You know, and of course, you can say whatever you want now, but until you find yourself in that scenario, it's kind of hard to say what you say that you would or would not do. But of course, you know, you want to stand on however you feel. So I can appreciate it, man. That was cool.
Definitely, definitely. Another great conversation. That's like a bad thing, but because I wouldn't be a good friend. But I thought that one of the ladies was going to have a situation where they had a friend that did that. You know, I just wanted to see how she went through the situation, but I guess all that callers got super dope friends. So that's what's
man,
up.
Man, listen, somebody on this call
several people. Don't play games with me. Several people have been in that situation. They have to have, because that's how real it. If I had a scenario like that, I damn sure know that other people have, especially women. And as we close this out, I'm going to say this, man. I hear about more women going with the guy than guys going behind another dude's woman. I said it, damn it. I feel like there are more women that go after a guy's did I say that right? There's more women that go after a homegirl's ex than guys going after a homeboy's ex. I'm sorry.
It didn't even gotta be the ex. Like it's real spooky out here. Like these ladies is different. Like they on a whole another level. Like for real. They like that empowerment, like is for real. Like they really on some, they don't really, I ain't gonna say they don't care, but it's like they just live it. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever they wanna do. So I'm whew, boy. It's a lot of stories,
man. Look, we appreciate everybody listening every Sunday. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Myself, GG, a.k.a. GG After Dark. Got my man Tone, a.k.a. GEI Tone. Necessary Convos. So for those of you that are chiming in, we used to have Necessary Convo, formerly known as Freaky Friday, on Fridays at 9 p.m. That is no longer the case. What we decided to do is we wanted to have something on Sunday where people are a little bit more settled down. You know, gave your kids cough syrup to go to sleep or melatonin drops and things like that. You're winding down a little bit. And so that's when we want to catch you, right? If let's on Sundays, we figure you're going to tell the truth. Like, who lies on Sundays, right? It's any time.
Mm-hmm.
Who lies on Sundays? So we appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. So we'll definitely be here next week. So what we'll do, and I talked to Tony and I, we'll talk about what
GG,
we'll do.
GG. I'm sorry. I got to get this out because it just came to me. So let me, because all the ladies said, I don't want nothing that my friend had, smelled, whatever, smelled. I think the one lady said smelled. She said a whole bunch of stuff. So let me ask, and one of the ladies want to chime in because we got about 10 minutes. What if your best friend asks you to join them in the bedroom? Yeah. Like, what if your best friend be like, you know what, I want to do this, but I only want to do it with you. Is that kind of the same thing as being? Right?
Are you talking about a one-off single encounter? They don't want to be in a relationship. They don't want to date them. They don't want to marry them. They don't want anything else. But can we just have a threesome encounter with your ex dude? Is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Listen, I dare somebody to chime in on that. I'm dumb.
Listen, I'm GE After Dark,
but I'll be damned for this one right here. This is GEI Tone After Dark. He wants answers. I dare somebody to, man. I dare.
Oh, so let me see. We got to hold on 1 second. 7421. Who is this? GEI Radio, you on?
This is me, cuz. Hey, I dialed in to see. Tell a lady, somebody need to say something. Oh, shit.
Now, realistic, does it happen? I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does, man. But, I mean, I don't know what type of mindset you have to have or what your motives or intents are. But, yeah. That's some.
We got
else.
We got one. Hold on. 2748. GI Radio.
Welcome. No. Don't be quiet now. What did you say? 2748?
2748, damn it, you're on. What's up? Okay, well.
All right, you tried, man.
That sounds like a Freaky Friday question. You can't do Freaky Friday on Sunday necessary convo, bro. Yeah, he definitely tried it. And I already know ain't no brothers having that. I already know that. So, fellas, I get it. I understand. That's the whole King Beef situation. You are not trying to see your girl get pounded. And he might be able to outlast you. So imagine this. You your ex-girl and your homeboy going at it, right? You go first. Like, you get the honors. You go first. You do whatever. Boom.
Oh, we got,
you
hold on,
Gigi. Right?
We got four of them just popped up. Hold on. Let me try to get them on.
Oh,
again.
Wow. Okay.
2748.
Well, hey, I'm going to finish my damn story. Hold on. I'm going to finish my damn story.
Hey, I actually have.
I tell you. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, it's Candy again. I'm sorry I was on mute. I didn't realize I was muted the first time. But I think it's different. Like, I know that me and my ex, we had threesomes with both of our exes. And, like, it wasn't no get back. We weren't doing a relationship. It was just we both wanted somebody that was familiar. So it was just like,
okay.
He was like, well, my ex, I knew his ex. I knew of her. We were never friends or anything like that, but I knew her because we went to school together or whatever. But so I was like, okay, well, she's cool. So if we're doing her, I want to do my ex. And, you know, we worked it out. It was just like a mutual understanding that, you know, this wasn't going to be a normal thing. It may have been a repeating thing, but, like, it wasn't going to be nothing like a relationship. And, you know, it worked out, but there was nothing. It wasn't where anybody was trying to do a relationship. So there was no kind of tension there. There was no kind of, like, you know, competition. It was just real, just fun, you know.
No. You said no competition. So did both of the guys get you off, your ex and your current? Did both of them get you off?
Yeah, that's usually how that works.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's what's up.
All right.
Hey, Candy came through for us.
It's one more, too.
You got to
thanks
put
for calling back.
Now, though, you got the ring. You put the ring on. Oh, that's about,
all right.
Hey,
well,
all
I'm going to let y'all get to the other caller.
All the
we got off.
Yeah. Exit stage left.
Wait,
yeah, all the escapades behind you now. I said all the escapades behind you now. You put a ring on.
Oh,
you got his memories now. So we thank you for revisiting those memories with us on Sunday Convo, Necessary Convo. Appreciate you.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk to y'all later.
2004, GI Radio, you back on.
Welcome back.
Okay, so I'm saying one with the unintentional threesome. So listen, so that's uncharted territory for people who've never done it, so you have to be careful if you want to really cross that. So I've been asked to do it before, so here's the thing. I've never done it. I've never actually been interested in it because I like all the attention on me, and I like to put all the attention on the person that I'm with.
Of course.
And if I did entertain that thought, I wouldn't want to be with another woman because there's nothing about another woman that I want. But then the man has to be willing to be – if I did entertain it, it has to be with another man. So that's kind of a tough situation. And if you cross those, you know, you got to be real strong-minded to do that. That's just to me. Or your thought process has to be a little different. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, Because you really risking whatever it is that's in their relationship because you just don't know how it's going to turn out. You just don't know how the other person is going to respond. That's just, especially if it's uncharted territory.
I think that is a really high risk because are you doing the act, but you're doing an act. You're taking the risk of your significant other linking back up with someone who they've had a connection with.
Right.
Right. So it not everybody can detach that. So
correct.
I think you made a very valid point. But to put to your point though,
but,
so
or for somebody
if,
you don't know, say you don't know them though. What about if you don't know and we invited somebody in from the outside that neither one of us has been with? I got to now risk you doubling back to that person. That's a problem.
Well, that's definitely something.
Well, in your scenario, I will hope that they don't double back to that person.
Well, yeah, I will hope that. But you don't get it now, so you never learn, no. But I'll say that they don't. But you're right. You see what I'm saying? So now, then I got to think, for me, someone who's never tried it, if I would want another man because I'm not going to touch another woman and I don't want nothing about another woman in the vicinity of me, then now I'm going to wonder.
Right.
I'm going to be also observing how the act is going with two men. Like, are you getting turned on by him?
No.
Like, so it's going to be too much for me.
Oh, no. So you looking at the eye contact, you looking at her quiver, if he got her busting and squirting all over the place. Is my dude looking at this man, or is he really interested?
Like, so what's going on? Like, you know, that's the whole part. So I'd just rather, let me just focus on you focus on me, because that's not something. Again, it's uncharted territory where you just don't know how that's going to end up.
Yeah. Simplicity at its best. And,
sometimes you just
got to
leave stuff alone, and then you just create freakiness within you, too. Let's just do what we got to do and leave other folks
right.
out of it.
Hey, much respect, man. Much respect. And we appreciate that. Oh, man. All right. Hey, so
thanks for calling back
in. I like her, man. That was cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. She's a good sport, man. I don't know that caller, but definitely a good sport, man. And that's funny because people can get turned out, right? And that's the worst thing you can experience, right? Somebody getting turned out by an experience that you volunteered to do. You ain't even have to do it. You ain't even have to do it, man. That's tough, man. Is that it? Is that everybody?
That's it. That's
oh,
everybody.
God, man.
Listen, yeah, man. I definitely want to say this was definitely like the super dopest show. All the callers were super good.
Yeah.
Thank you all for they all stayed on with us too. Like every single call, I think one caller dropped, but all the callers stayed on. We say 7 to 8. We never ever stay on for 1 hour because the conversations get so good. But definitely, man. I think Sundays is a go. I think it's a go, GG.
Yeah. Sundays ago, you guys came through for us, man. So we definitely got to continue to represent. Hey, Tom, matter of fact, why don't you let them know, man, how they can stay connected with us on the social media platforms?
Definitely. You can follow GEI Radio on all social media platforms at GEI Radio. You can follow the Necessary Convo Show on IG at Necessary_Convo. And if you've got topics or ideas or anything, don't be afraid to inbox myself or GG or the radio show or Necessary Convo page. You can follow me, GEI Tone, on all social media platforms. And please, if you have Roku TV, please download the GEI Network channel. GG, where can they find you at?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? You can definitely find me at all social media handles, man. My handle is GG After Dark, everything, man. GG After Dark, everything. GGAfterDark.com as well. If you're on Facebook, check me out at I Am Rob Malloy, as well as IG I Am Rob Malloy. You can find me pretty much everywhere. But what I do want you guys to do is make sure that you do hit us up on the Necessary Convo IG. Because we're going to start at least once a week, we're going to start doing a live for about 15 minutes. We did it once or twice, and it went really crazy. So the advantage of the whole IG situation is, of course, it's a live situation. Plus, it's on IG, and plus you get some visuals, man. You get to see what we look like, man. Don't y'all want to see what we look like, man? so it's an opportunity to do that. And plus, obviously, you know, IG is a little bit more private. We can be, well, not private, but it's a little bit more private as far as, we see you guys in your crazy-ass IG names. You know what I'm saying? Sexy Leg, Curvy Legs, 25. You know what I'm saying? the real Wood McCoy, 69. So, you know, you can kind of jump off on your IG platforms and follow us, man. We'll follow you back on our different social media platforms. But yeah, man, tonight was good. I wasn't prepared for almost 2 hours, y'all. I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't prepared for almost 2 hours. But like we always say, your energy keeps this show going. Right, and it makes us look forward to every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so, you know, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. We want you guys to stay safe, you know. The CDC told you guys, you know, no more masks if you got your shot. So at your own risk.
Oh, another thing, we will be doing live shows. They will be airing on the network, GEI Network. So myself and Gigi will be recording shows and having guests on. So not only on Instagram Live, you'll be able to see us on the network too. So, again, make sure you download that, as well as we will still be doing that audio every Sunday at 7. So we're just going to be all over the place with this. Just make sure you follow us.
There it is. All right, guys. You guys be safe, man. Many blessings. Take care of yourselves. We out.
Peace.